Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, joining me on the line is your Deputy Prime Minister and Member for New England, Barnaby Joyce. Good morning, Barnaby.
Gemma, it's great to talk to you. Obviously, we used to have a yarn to you all the time, but now it looks like you've gone up the scales and are in the big seat.
Well, actually, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Before I got into all the serious stuff, I just wanted to know how your week in the big chair was as acting Prime Minister.
Yeah, it was good. We did it from Danglemar because of lockdown. So it was great to be able to run the country. Oh, you know, you say running the country, but really there's a lot of people around you doing the heavy lifting. You might be the final decision. On a dirt road, that's how off a dirt road out in the hills, and it's an incredible honour, obviously. And I'm really happy for people in our electorate that we could run it from our electorate and also show the Australians another part of the world away from Sydney.
No, absolutely. And I guess a bit more about that dirt road is that we're going to talk a bit about saving lives with new funding for the driver reviver sites, and that's right along the regional roads, including ones like Merriwall.
Yeah, we've got a close to $56,000, a bit over $56,000, for the driver reviver site at Merriwall Park on the Golden Highway. And that'll help us build a shelter, seating area, air conditioning, and storage room fit out, and just make sure that we assist in keeping people safe as they go along that area. We'll obviously have some barbecue facilities, landscaping paths. That's going to be, you know, really, really important. These things are not big, but they matter to the people who use the Golden Highway and that run all the way out to Dubbo, which goes through Merriwall.
Yeah, and I was reading statistics today that at least 3,000 motorists a day are on the Golden Highway. So it's great that the people of the Upper Hunter, New England regions really get that chance to lock in their safety and feel a bit more secure on those roads. And I guess, yeah. I just wanted to talk a bit about the Hunter seat. So, you know, we've seen Joel Fitzgibbon has announced his resignation before next election. So there was last year that 10% swing against him. Do you think this is a chance really for the Nationals to make a move into the Hunter seat?
Well, Joel's had a very long and sort of distinguished career in the Hunter. But, yes, I want to make sure the Nationals get the best opportunity they can to represent the Hunter in the way that we've been representing the Upper Hunter and the New England, which has been I believe we've done a really good job to all the things from sale yards to equine centre to mobile phone towers to further work on roads. These are really, really important issues, and I know that James Thompson is going to be absolutely crucial in making sure that the lower part of the Hunter starts off and to catch up with the work that we've done. And I know James has got some great programs in front of him, the Singleton Bypass, the Muscleboro Bypass, and we're starting also on the Newcastle Bypass. So a lot of road infrastructure already on the go.
And so I guess, you know, with James Thompson being the Nationals candidate that's been put forward, he's already had some great initiatives, as you said, but what else can he do to really be known towards the region so that he has that bit of relatability for someone who may not know who he is?
Well, I think James is a local down there. He's very aware, especially of the mining industry and how important that is, and is coming into politics with a party that supports coal mining unambiguously from the top to the bottom. And it's not just sort of an opportunist support of coal mining when they're in the Hunter Valley. And then once they get back to the inner suburbs of Sydney, they go back to wanting to close all the coal mines down. So he was also a community relations person at the Maitland Christian School. He's a real grassroots member of the National Party. And with himself as your representative in Canberra, he's very competent. I'm sure he'll be right across his brief and be able to sort of drive agendas to make sure that the Hunter Valley is well and truly looked after.
Absolutely. And I guess just a bit of last kind of final thoughts on a topic is just Moderna. We're seeing now Moderna being rolled out to the regions. We're seeing it rolled out in the Upper Hunter, New England regions. I guess, what are your thoughts on the Moderna rollouts? Should people start getting their vaccination appointments as soon as possible?
Well, the vaccination rates in the Upper Hunter are 83% for a single dose and more than 50% for double dose. So we're roaring ahead, and we want to get that to the highest level possible so we can make sure we open the place up and give everybody back the freedoms and liberties that they were born with. We want to get as many people vaccinated because we are going to open up. And we know when we do, there'll be like a little mini epidemic, a mini breakout. And it'll be amongst the people who are not vaccinated, and we've got to make sure there's room in the hospitals if they get very sick for them to get to an intensive care unit bed. But we can only, but if we have too many people turning up there, we just won't have the beds.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's some of the logic behind it. So if you're not getting vaccinated, if you don't want to get vaccinated because of your position, think about getting vaccinated to try and help others. And because we don't want to find that you've got intensive care unit beds full and then someone has an accident, young kid has an accident, we don't have a bed for them. We'll just get in there, get it done, get it over and done with, and let's all move on.
Absolutely. Well, Barnaby, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to talking to you as often as possible and looking forward when all this COVID stuff is over to once more get round not only my section, the upper Hunter, but also help James Thompson out in the Hunter as well.